Hi there. Thank you so much for holding, Brad. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Tara wanted me to get on the line here, kind of get you the details of the service, how everything would work, everything that would be included, of course, answer all of your questions. And then it is actually my job to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good. How are
good.
You?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking. I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure you're familiar with some of the places that businesses can appear on the first page of Google.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the two or three businesses that pop up at the very top of the page, a little green, sometimes blue check mark next to it?
No, I don't think so.
It's pretty new, and not everyone is aware of it. It's the Google Guarantee or Local Service Act, and it is a pay-per-lead system, but it's nothing at all like, say, Angie or Thumbtack. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing those leads down. You're also not getting the same lead that 6 or 8 of your competitors are getting. You'd be matched specifically with every person that calls you, so the leads are exclusive and the calls do come directly to you. Now, your business is insured, right? I mean, you are required to maintain $250,000 in professional liability. Would you be able to meet that criteria for Google Guarantee?
Yes, I have $500,000 in liability.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have any insurance at all, it's almost always a lot more than the minimum requirement. Now, as far as pricing goes, like I said, it is a pay-per-lead system. Your leads are going to be pretty affordable, actually. Let me just pull that up here and calculate that. Now, Google does want you to maintain a budget that would support up to 13 leads. You may not need those 13 leads. You can always get more if you needed to. But once you start getting jobs and, you know, if you want to pause your leads, you do that. And there's a rollover in effect, so you only pay for the leads that you use. You'd be looking at about $35 per lead, $34.67, requirement of 13 leads at least to start, and then you just kind of top it off. That would be a $452 activation budget. But you don't come out of pocket for that right now. There's a vetting process. Google does use outside contractors to make sure that the businesses that are on the Google Guarantee or Local Service Ads, you know, there's no felonies, that you have the right licensing and requirements, and of course it does vary by region and of course industry, but they would be vetting you through either Pinkerton, who we know from cowboy movies, or Evident. But most everyone does qualify, you know, as long as you've got the right licensing, which in this case you don't need, and of course the right insurance, which you do have. And it takes about 3, maybe 6 weeks, usually 4 or 5 weeks, you know, shorter if we get the paperwork that we need to get everything set up here. So you don't actually come out of pocket for that $452 until, you know, weeks down the road once you're completely vetted. It is just a one-time setup fee of $250. That's an activation fee or application fee that goes directly to Google. It is quite affordable. You've already got a great looking website, you know, and it's something that does drive traffic your way when people see it. Our job is simply to make it easier for people to find that website and, of course, know that you do quality work. Now, of course, like I said, when someone is calling you directly, it's a much higher conversion rate than with something like Angie. Now, we would want you to start getting some reviews. You don't have any reviews, but you do already have a Google Business profile, which does expedite that process. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, what are your thoughts about something like that?
Yeah, I'm potentially interested in it. What's the difference, I guess, between doing something like that and then just running my own ads directly through Google? Like, I think I just started doing something through them where I just pay for ads.
Right. So that is something that we could do for you, or, you know, obviously you're doing it on your own, but that's different. That's the Google pay per click or AdWords, right? And it's another great way to invest. I mean, obviously getting your business out there and in as many places as possible. We are a Google Premier partner, and we are trained and certified to manage Google Ads on behalf of our clients. But with that, you're paying per click. So, and, you know, obviously you've got like a set budget. You wouldn't always be in the pay-per-click section or the AdWords section, because those spots do rotate. Google tries to make it fair for people, and there's only really like two or three spots at the top, maybe one or two spots at the bottom. So you would be rotating in and out of those spots, but you know, as long as you are eligible to be in those spots and your budget allows for it, then you would have your ads running. Of course, your website's there. People can see all the good reasons to pick up the phone and call you. But with that, you know, it is pay-per-click. You pay every time someone clicks on your listing, whether they call you or not. With this, like I said, it's a flat rate for the calls that you get. The calls only come directly to you. And again, very different than Angie's. Jared attached Angie's as well, so that's how I know that you're at least have tried. Or did you, are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
I've only been signed up with them for just a couple days.
Oh, so very, very new. Have you gotten any leads yet?
They've sent me a couple, but they've actually mostly been for electrical inspections, which isn't something that I specialize in.
Right.
So yeah, they're kind of missing the mark on what I would like them to be sending me.
Huh, that's interesting. I mean, they don't even have you listed for that. They got you listed for home inspection, radon gas testing. But I mean, I've talked to a lot of business owners that have used Angie or Thumbtack Networks. You know, the lead-based services where you're paying for the same lead that goes out to your competitors, you pay for that lead whether you get the job or not, or you have to call them and tell them, hey, I didn't even talk to that person, or look, it's for a service I don't even provide, and then you have to fight to get a credit for that. I mean, it's not always budget-friendly enough, because it's hard to keep track of sometimes. There's a sliding scale. Unless you're paying like a fixed amount for a set number of leads, it's kind of how they started doing things recently, but historically you paid for every individual lead, and the lead fees vary depending on what looks like to be a bigger job versus a smaller job. You know, with something like this, you know, it is a flat rate. We will be able to target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to be found. And the best part about it, I mean, it does route through a Google number. So, and it rings straight through to your phone number, of course. It says something like Google Guarantee Lead before you even answer the phone, so you know exactly what you're dealing with. But there is a Google AI bot that does kind of listen to the phone calls. And if you're not talking price with that person, if you're not at least scheduling an appointment to go out there and meet with someone, if you're getting a call for a service that you don't provide, you just say, you know, I'm not able to provide that service for you. And then obviously you're not going to get charged for that. You don't even have to dispute it. It automatically does not charge you for that. So usually a much higher conversion rate, usually a lot less headache, hassle, frustration. Of course, you're going to reach more people being on Google. And, you know, like I said, with the calls coming to you, it doesn't kind of conflict at all with Angie, but it's a great way to get your website in front of more people, get calls coming directly to you versus chasing down those individual leads.
Yeah.
What is your Google AdWords budget, if I could ask?
I think I set it up for now to do $10 a day.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a newer business. So with these kinds of ad services, I'm just kind of trying to test out a few of them temporarily.
Sure.
And yeah, see which ones work out, which ones don't.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's smart. You know, obviously, you know, you want to find the avenue that really does generate the most business for you. And this, I think, I mean, you've got a lot going for you as a young company. You are already verified through Google, so Google does recognize you as an active business, and that's great. If someone knows the name of your company and they're looking for you specifically, this would make it easier for people who don't even know the name of your company to find you. And you already have a website, so, you know, you are a couple big steps ahead of some business owners that have been around even a lot longer. This is kind of going to kind of take you to the next level. Now, you know, we can do the local service ads only. We are a comprehensive digital marketing firm. So, you know, obviously we wouldn't necessarily want to be taking over your Google AdWords account just yet, but it's something we can do down the road. We can do Facebook ads. We can make sure that Google listing is in the local map or pack result, you know, traditional search engine optimization, creating off-page optimizations, directory submissions, site links to your website and things like that. And that moves you higher up the rank organically into that local pack. But Tara is calling specifically about those Google Guarantee or local service ads. It's called Google Guarantee because your work is guaranteed by Google. In fact, Google will back your work up to $2,000, meaning they will pay any complaints that a potential customer has. And, of course, that gives people the reasons to call you. They go to Google Guarantee because they're looking for someone who is reputable, someone who's going to provide a quality service, you know. I think a lot of times with Angie, people go that route because they know they're going to get multiple bids. They'll talk to a lot of different contractors. They can, you know, look for the cheapest guy. Sometimes even they're just looking for an estimate for something further on down the road. Although, you know, for your industry, I think people really are, when they're looking, they need to have that property inspected. Are you doing commercial work too, or is it strictly for residential clients?
Strictly residential right now. I might get into commercial down the line,
okay,
but not yet.
That's perfect. And if it changes, just let us know. You know, obviously we can change the program, change the content, keywords and things like that. Now, if you were looking to do the Google Guarantee, your out-of-pocket is just for that application fee. So it's $250. And then typically it's 3 days after you're vetted completely that you would start having those leads come in directly to you. And again, like I said, and this is on the higher end. I like to quote the higher end of it just so you know, $34.67. That's at the high end of what your leads could cost. The leads would maybe vary a little bit here. I'm just going to just look at the low end for you here. So the low end is $22.67. So again, super affordable for the leads that you get. And it's not going to surprise you. It's not going to be like $80 or $100 for that lead or something like that. Really super affordable.
Okay. And you said that's, they're calling me and that I'm the only person that
correct.
They are.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's the huge difference over any of the other lead-based services out there. Google says that Google Guarantee or local service ads convert 33% higher than any other lead-based service out there. And I mean, the biggest reason for that is it's not a shared lead. You're not getting the same lead that goes to your competitors. You're not trying to call someone who might have already been called by one of your competitors. I know with Angie's, I've talked to enough business owners over the years. I've been doing this for over 12 years. Going back before it was Angie's, it was Home Advisor. Before that, it was Service Magic. Business owners say, hey, I called it as soon as I got it, but they said they already scheduled it with somebody else. So, you know, your competitors might get the lead a day or even several days before you do with something like Angie's. Makes it hard to maintain a real high conversion rate. Very, very different than this. Like I said, you get matched up specifically. Everyone who calls you is calling only you. And like I said, the difference here, of course, is getting direct phone calls versus trying to call somebody who might not even answer the phone.
Yeah. And so it's what, just $250 up front, and then after that it's just for leads? Do I ever have to pay that $250 again? Like, is it monthly, annual, or
no, that is a great question. It is a one-time application fee. So that's all you do, that one-time application fee of $250, and then it might be 3 weeks or 6 weeks. It's usually right around 4 weeks. As long as we can get the information from you that we need to get things verified through Google, then it does happen pretty quickly. And that's when you would have the activation budget. And I did want to reset that back to the high end, but it's super affordable. Yeah, $452 would be your initial activation budget, and that usually happens 3 days after you're completely vetted and verified. And then, like I said, you're only paying for the leads that you use, leads being $34.67 on the high end. If you don't use all the leads, everything else rolls over, and you just are required to top off back to that $452 that would allow for 13 leads the following month.
Okay, so I pay the $450, and then that's you that's like the leads I've, they're prepaid for, so to speak?
Correct. Yeah, it's like a piggy bank that you pull out of. Yeah, the budget for the leads.
Okay.
So that budget's for the entire month, the entire 13 leads. And again, if you don't use all the leads, everything else rolls over. But that's after you're completely vetted. Right now, your out-of-pocket is $250 for the application fee. Again, that's a one-time application fee. You'll never pay it again.
Yeah. Okay, and so then if going with the $450 thing, when that runs out, you don't like auto bill me another $450 at that point. Do I get to decide whether or not I want to continue to use the service or not?
100%. Absolutely. 100%. We are not going to surprise you and unpleasant surprises.
There's
you're not
no,
going to be
like,
yeah.
cancellation fees or anything
correct.
Like that.
Correct. Yeah. You'll never be auto billed an amount you're not expecting. There's no hidden taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you, and it is completely month-to-month, no contract. So, of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it. You know, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could pause it seasonally, but I don't think that would be the case here. We don't charge you when it's paused. Everything is paused. Billing is paused. Everything just rolls over till you're active again. And, you know, like I said, it is month to month for a good reason. We have to make sure that you're getting those quality calls, that they're turning into jobs for you. We have to earn your business 1 month at a time.
Okay. Yeah, that all sounds pretty good to me.
So, you know, obviously the phone number on your website, that's the same number that we're speaking on. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And then oakwoodhomeinspection@gmail.com is a good email address for you, right?
Yep, that'll work.
Now, unless email is your preferred method of contact, we would usually just use emails to send things to you that we want you to have for your records, and normally we would call you or text you. But did you have any specific preference as to how we reach you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Probably text or email.
Text or email. Perfect. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you, and I do see an address on Angie's, but it's probably your residence, the 16364 Prairie Run Road. I mean, you're not public doesn't come there. That's not an address necessarily that you want people to know about.
Correct, yeah.
Gotcha. And that's kind of what Google expects for service-based businesses. When you're providing a service, you're going out to the customer. Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront, Brad, and of course, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you might be out in the field. So you'll only be listed city and state, not even that zip code. Now, as far as service area goes, we don't draw a big circle around you. We Terrace is roughly 40 miles, so we can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to be found. So if you're wanting to go further in one direction versus another direction, we can certainly accommodate that. Now, Brad, Sharon never did get your last name, sir.
Beedling. B as in boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, B as in boy. E-A-D, like David. L. I-N-G.
Okay, perfect. That's how I would have spelled it if I had to guess, but thank you for verifying that. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point, I would schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That is to, you know, kind of go over all the information that we need, verify information off of your website, make sure that, you know, we know what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, et cetera, that type of thing. The other thing that I am required to do here, and this is because we are a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. And, of course, it is recorded, but you can stop me at any point in time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify my question. And then if everything does, I am actually required to read it before I do ask you for any form of payment. But if everything does still make sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep, that sounds good.
Okay, give me just 1 second to get that set up. Okay, so Brad, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Beedling. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Oakwood Home Inspection.
That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Brad Beedling, owner and certified professional inspector.
Okay. And then as the owner and certified professional inspector for Oakwood Home Inspection, Brad, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yep.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Brad, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Beedling, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Brad, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We also ask that you get the paperwork to us, preferably within a week. Now, you're going to get sent by text and email the application, and it's very straightforward. It really does only take about 10 minutes to do. We would really need just the verification that you've got the liability insurance. If you're not like a huge paperwork guy and you don't want to do it on your own, we would fill that out for you. I mean, you'd have to provide us with your social security number, but we'd be happy to do that for you if you wanted to go that route. But as long as you can get us that information quickly, the process happens pretty quickly. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is a month-to-month service. We are already aware of Angie's. There is, like I said, no direct conflict there. The reason that we would ask, though, well, there's a couple of reasons. I mean, obviously, with all the content we're creating for your business, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services we're already providing. And equally or more important is we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely would not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you would at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Beedling, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And since customers do not come to you, we'll make sure that there is no physical street address out there for your business. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the information that I've given you, again, there is no setup fee here. It's just the $250 for the application fee. Obviously, we wouldn't be charging you right away for that $452 to maintain those 13 leads. So this next part reads as follows. This is your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee. In fact, I'm waiving the setup fee. Will be charged today's date. That is the 20th of June, and the very reduced will be exact amount here of $250, and that is for the Google Guarantee Local Service Ads application fee. Of course, when the term is completed, there is just the recurring Well, the budget of $452, again, like I said, you don't pay for the leads that you don't use. It is a month-to-month service. It is completely at will. Again, that means no contract. You can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it if you need to. You can pause your lead. You can pause the service. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Biedling, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Brad, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, are you saying, though, that then I would be auto-billed every month?
Once you're vetted and recognized, unless you want us to change things, it does bill the 452 3 days after Google lets you know that you've been completely vetted. We can push that out. We can do it the same day that you're completely vetted, but it is set to automatically charge that 452 to account for those leads. And that happens 3 days after you're completely vetted. But you're always informed when you're completely vetted. And then, of course, it would be 3 days after that unless you tell us otherwise.
Okay. But I guess what I'm asking is after the first month, it doesn't automatically bill me the next 450, right?
Correct. Yeah. Like I said, you're only going to be charged for the leads that you use. If you don't use all the leads, it's not going to bill you for the 450. That's absolutely correct.
Okay.
Now, for your follow-up call, would you be available today? It only takes about 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call.
Yeah. What time?
Let me pull that up here. So, let's see, first available today, that would be too quick to get you in at 2 o'clock, but I could do this afternoon. There's a increment of half hours, starting from 4 o'clock. Last one would be 6:30 would be the last time we could do that. So we could do 4, 4:30, 5, 5:30, 6, or 6:30.
I'll do 4.
4? Okay. So it's going to be scheduled at 4 o'clock. I'm going to send you a calendar invite for your record. You don't have to respond to it. And then for that initial investment of just $250, did you want to take care of that on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Visa card.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Is it Brad, Bradley, any middle initial?
Let's see, it's Kenneth. I go by my middle name, so it's Kenneth B. Biedling.
Okay, and that's K-E-N-N-E-T-H?
Yep.
Okay, and then you, of course, go by Brad. I'll put that in the notes. And then, Mr. Biedling, you said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4, or they all do. Brad, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4034-9000-0179-5577.
And then the expiration month and year?
May of 2028.
2028, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
869.
869. So I have 869, 869 on the back of the card. I've got May or 05 of 2028 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 40-34-90-00-0179-55-77?
Yeah,
that's
correct.
Does that bill at the 16364 Prairie Ronde Street, 49087?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Yeah.
So in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive an automated email, a confirmation email. It's our welcome email. It does have our client support information. But I'd be happy to give you that information now if you've got a pen handy.
Sure.
Okay, so that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, it is 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or, of course, after hours, in which case they would follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will again receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there. One other thing I did want to do here was be just to add a little bit of extra protection here on the account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question and answer. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Oakwood Home Inspection, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And if anyone were to call you, and if they're not a potential customer, even if they say they're Google or they say they're Local Splash, they would know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also know the question as well as the answer. And if they can't give you that information right away, then don't entertain that phone call. If anyone were to call you and tell you need to pay more money other than your expected lead fees, then again, that wouldn't be us and you shouldn't speak with them. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet. And what is the answer?
Casey.
You said Casey with a K?
Yep. K-A-S-E-Y.
Perfect. I have to type it in twice, though. All right, so you're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah. I got a text message and probably an email, too.
Yeah, the email actually generates the text message, so that's why you got them both. Let me pull up my system and refresh it. You might have gotten more than one. So you've gotten a couple of them. You've gotten the Google Guarantee application, and then you got the Local Splash initial invoice. You should get the welcome email, too, in just a minute or so. But the Local Splash initial invoice is the one that I wanted you to see. If you click on that one, it says, "Hello, Brad. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below." A couple sentences down, it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." Click on the blue click here. It's hyperlinked to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. So feel free to scroll through everything above that top line, but below that line are the few boxes that we would want you to check. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. One, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. The other, that you acknowledge that once you are vetted, 3 days later, unless you tell us otherwise, you will be billed for that $452. Once you've got all three of those boxes clicked, the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it is where you would click and either copy and paste or type in your name as it appears in the billing. So Kenneth B. Biedling. No period after the B, and it does prefer that it's case sensitive, although it's not always finicky about the anything beyond the first name. But once you've got your name in there, click the confirm signature box. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that it is that flat rate for the leads, that it is a month-to-month service, that you can cancel at any time. It will also allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you to log into your account. Your username and password is on the welcome email that you should get shortly, but just let me know when you see that next screen. Looks like you did just get the welcome email. If you're on your smartphone, sometimes it helps to turn it sideways. In landscape mode, everything pops up a little bit higher, just making it that much easier. But it looks like you were successful in submitting that. Now, as far as going the next step, you don't need to do that. If it's asking you to log into your tracking system, it's just our automated system thinking both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We would have to do your client interview first. That helps us to create the content that would then be tracked, but you will get official confirmation when your tracking system is active in the next day or so by text and email. Your login credentials, though, for future reference on your welcome email. Now, the welcome email is important not just because it has our client support information, most of our emails do, but that's where you're going to find your login credentials. It's the phone number we're speaking on, that's your username, the area code's included, but just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. 269-929-7180 is your username. You can't change the username. It's in our system the same way. It is designed, though, to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. You can change your password as often as you like. It is default set to fun success, all lowercase, no space. All that information is on your welcome email. Other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. If I am available when our client interview technician is ready to call you today at 4 o'clock, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I'll try to keep my phone line open. If I am on another call, they'll call you directly. Okay?
Okay.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Brad. We are looking forward to getting that website in front of more people, getting those calls coming directly to you, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you. And, again, we will be calling you back in that 4 o'clock hour.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you, too. You take care, Mr. Beadling. You have a great rest of the day.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.